Random Sampler. Musical Manners. I have been privileged to lead church music for over 3 decades. As a result of my experiences, I have been fortunate to work with a variety of talented organists and pianists. While their abilities may seem effortless to some, I have come to realize that their callings require time to prepare adequately. I offer these suggestions to those who have regular or occasional need to work with accompanists. 1. Give them time to practice. Imagine if someone asked you to teach a lesson just moments before class. Would you panic? Most of us would. Yet that is similar to what we require of accompanists if we ask them right before a meeting to play an unplanned song. Granted, occasional last-minute adjustments are sometimes necessary, but they should be the exception. Most accompanists prefer at least a week's notice. When I was ward music leader, I found it helpful and easy to provide a full month's schedule of the hymns for sacrament meeting to both the organist and the bishopric prior to the beginning of each month. This advance planning was appreciated by everyone. 2. Review musical selections together. Depending on an accompanist's skills, he or she may want to give feedback if the music seems too difficult. Many of the accompanists I served with were comfortable playing most of the songs from the hymn book and children's song book, but less familiar songs were sometimes a challenge. 3. Mutually decide the tempo beforehand. Good communication helps the music leader and accompanist work together, and advance preparation allows the accompanist to practice a song correctly. 4. Stand where they can see you. Ideally, you want the congregation or those you are leading to see you clearly, but make sure that you have good eye contact with your accompanist as well. When the music leader and accompanist work together, they can provide inspirational music that will create a feeling of reverence, unify us as members, and provide a way for us to offer praises to the Lord. Hymns, page number Roman numeral 9. Mona Jo Merrill, Orchard Park Ward, Ogden, Utah, Mount Ogden Stake. Practice to protect your child. Role-playing is often a favorite teaching technique for lessons at church or at home. But have you considered using it to teach your children how to be safe if they are ever approached by someone they don't know? While it's probably not necessary and may scare some children to role-play someone grabbing them, there are several things I've discovered as a child safety officer that parents can practice with their children. Have a partner. Role play, how easy it would be for a stranger to approach a child who is alone. Contrast that with the safety a group offers. Yell and run. A child who is singled out by an assailant should yell and run instead of trying to fight back. Tell your children to yell loudly so that anyone nearby might hear their cry for help. Encourage them to show you how they would yell and run. Say no. Teach your children that it's okay to say no to a grown-up they don't know, or to anyone who wants them to do something questionable or that you don't know about. Practice a phrase like, "No, I can't do that unless I talk to my mom or dad first." Be internet wise. Keep computers in well-trafficked areas of the home. Discuss possible online situations to avoid. Especially discourage your children from frequenting chat rooms other than the ones they have created with their own screen names and buddy lists. Show how sharing even seemingly innocent personal information is unwise. Emphasize that online strangers can be just as dangerous as strangers they encounter on the street, and that it's never okay to meet with a chat room friend without your permission. Use a family password. For instance, what would your child do if you couldn't pick him or her up from school? Have you selected a family password together so that another authorized person could prove that they have permission to pick up your child instead? As you practice a variety of scenarios, use easy-to-understand words and ask questions about how your child feels. Stop or postpone the role plays if your child feels scared. Though we want our children to be safe, it's important to emphasize that life is good, and most people are, too. Dale Ann Wright, Mountain View 6th Ward, West Jordan, Utah, Mountain View Stake. Family Home Evening Helps. Taking note of conference. Each of us should be a little better for this rich experience, counseled President Gordon B. Hinckley during his April 2002 concluding conference address. Otherwise, our gathering has been largely in vain. We look to Christ, Ensign, May 2002, page 90. Moved by his words, my husband and I decided our family could do better by incorporating conference messages into our home evening lessons. With a simple plan in mind, we asked each family member to take notes during conference and circle any topics they wanted to work on. Then we created a family home evening schedule based on those topics. Since our notes indicated which talks the topics came from, we had a built-in conference talk reference list. Following the Prophet's counsel has blessed our family as we have worked together to improve ourselves, our relationships with others, and our relationship with Heavenly Father. Leah Jennifer Hees, Shaker Heights Ward, Kirtland, Ohio, Stake. End of Random Sampler.